Welcome to 5-Minute Musar. Our ancestors and current Musar teachers already experienced and illuminated pathways for holy living and growing as found in Musar literature and other rabbinic literature. Their wisdom helps us engage with our curriculum, allowing us to grow with awareness in a mindful, directed way. Musar holds that God made life the way it is so that we will grow. Our lives will happen, and we can erroneously attempt to be bystanders and let life happen to us, or worse, attempt to avoid life. The Musar way is to prepare ourselves through study and practice so that we may walk through life awake and aware, be able to respond instead of react, be able to return due to teshuva when we make mistakes, to be able to treat others and ourselves with more compassion, more patience, more forgiveness. Regular daily Musar practice slowly gives rise to awareness and the insight into the factors that shape our lives. Every generation of Musar teachers gives further utterance to anything we may call an authentic Musar tradition. In future podcasts, we'll discuss some of today's re-articulations and innovations. Wisdom and truth from our ancestors may and should be voiced in contemporary form to meet students where they are today and to be able to respond to any unique situations of our generation. COVID-19 comes to mind. We may assume that the past generations of Musar masters have nothing to illuminate on how to respond to a pandemic. We would be wrong. One of our greatest teachers not only lived through their generation's version of COVID-19, like cholera, and how they lived set just the type of exemplary behavior we need to emulate during our own pandemic. For example, founder of the Musar movement, Rav Israel Salanter, Zikron Livracha, he was born in 1809 and passed away in 1883. He set the most upright example of how to behave during what would be the third cholera epidemic of 1848. Not only did he involve himself in relief efforts, for example, raising funds to care for the sick and actively enlisting his students to care for the ill, but he also ruled as a rabbinic and halakhic authority in Vilna that Jews must provide the necessary relief work to the sick on the Sabbath, not considering it a violation of Shabbat because both Jewish ethics and law mandated that the obligation to save lives took priority over other laws. He also ruled that Jews must not fast during Yom Kippur that same year because it would endanger their lives. Knowing that he must lead by example, he stood on the pulpit during Yom Kippur services and recited Kiddush, drank the wine, and ate to the astonishment of the full synagogue. He focused his energies on saving lives during what would change from an epidemic to a pandemic. We move toward the end of our first week of the 40 days of Musar practice before Yom Kippur. These next 2 days, write for 5 minutes a day your strengths and where you have grown this past year, particularly as it relates to how you have grown in being of service to others. We will share some of our findings from our Heshbon HaNefesh journaling tomorrow.